Hello, I'm Gary Nelson, President of the Healthcare Georgia Foundation. One of the priorities of our foundation is to assure that all Georgians have access to affordable, quality, primary healthcare. Yet about 2 million Georgians, or 1 in 5, don't have regular access to the healthcare system. Why? Unfortunately, many Georgia families can't afford health insurance or don't qualify for insurance or for other programs that would provide them with access to healthcare. As a consequence, if they can't afford a doctor and they get sick or become seriously ill, they go to an emergency room or get admitted to a hospital. Throughout Georgia, there are numerous free clinics, community health centers, hospitals, and public health departments that provide health care to individuals of all ages who don't have insurance and can't afford to pay. Collectively, they are called Georgia's Health Safety Net, and they are oftentimes the only solution to an overburdened, underfunded, and fragmented healthcare system. In this series of audio stories, we are going to take a closer look at Georgia's health safety net. We'll visit an ambulatory medical clinic at Grady Hospital designed to keep patients out of the emergency department and provide appropriate treatment at lower cost. In our second story, we visit the Good News Clinic in Gainesville, where volunteer physicians, dentists, and nurses provide free primary health care for the working poor. Finally, we'll see how safety net providers, the local health department, hospitals, and private practitioners in Chatham County are working together to create a countywide health safety net. And now, from Grady Hospital in Atlanta, Susanna Capelluto brings us our first story.
49-year-old Harriet Reese has a full life.
Well, I have a daughter who's 12. I have two sons, but they're grown because they're 30 and 34. I have two grandbabies that I have guardianship of, which is 5 and 6. Their mother have no contact with them, so basically I take care of them. I buy for them. I provide for them. Go to school, PTA. I'm a class parent. I'm a chaperone, you name it. I try to do it all, plus I work.
She works 40 hours a week at Walmart and used to get health insurance from the retail giant for only $100 a month. Then in January of last year, those premiums doubled and she had to drop it.
Because I had to decide between insurance and providing for my family. So I had to cancel my insurance to put food and gas in my car.
Reese is sitting in a waiting room at Atlanta's Grady Memorial Hospital, where she's now a regular patient. She'd been fine without insurance for about 6 months. But last summer, things got bad.
Well, in July, I was at work, and I had got a headache, and I thought it was just a headache, so I left work early. The next day, I called out for work. The third day, it got so unbearable, I had to be rushed to the emergency room.
Reese was diagnosed with a borderline stroke condition due to high blood pressure.
We've seen 67,000 patients who are uninsured, who've never been in the Grady system before.
That's 67,000 since the beginning of the recession, says Grady CEO Michael Young. To help provide care for the uninsured and to reduce crowding at Grady's emergency room, the hospital set up an elaborate system of 8 safety net clinics around Fulton and DeKalb counties. There, uninsured patients can get care for free or at reduced rates. But Young says many people are not taking advantage of it.
If you're uninsured, you tend to wait till you're sick. And many of them may believe that the only way you get into the system is through the emergency room. So we were stunned by the magnitude of increase.
A visit by an uninsured patient to the Grady emergency room is costly. That's why Young is pushing more patients to the primary clinics.
We've recently received a grant to put a patient navigator in the ER so we can say, ma'am, I noticed you came here for your hypertension control, and I notice you live in East Point. So we're going to treat you today, and we're going to make your follow-up visit at East Point next Tuesday. What time would you like? And then we can get that patient locked into a primary care center, and we can deliver that service for $150 a visit versus $1,500 a visit in the emergency room.
And that's what happened to Harriet Reese. She now comes once a month to Grady, not to the emergency room, but to a clinic where she gets her blood pressure checked. Now she pays $25 for each visit and $2 for her blood pressure medication. Reese says some Walmart co-workers are following her lead.
All of us come to Grady. I had another co-worker who was real sick, and he couldn't afford his medication to the point he was hospitalized. And then I told him about Grady, so he come to Grady for his treatment.
In Georgia, there are few healthcare alternatives for the working poor. They don't qualify for Medicaid, and their pre-existing conditions prevent many from signing up for health insurance, even if affordable plans are available. Dr. Arthur Kellerman with Emory University School of Medicine says these uninsured patients depend on a weakening system.
For them, the only thing they have to turn to are hospitals like Grady, federally qualified health centers, or individual docs who will see patients on the side who either have no coverage or can only pay a little bit out of pocket. That is the safety net in this state. It is driven on goodwill, on faith, on commitment, and on a steadily dwindling supply of money.
Harriet Reese says she will get health insurance as soon as she can afford it. For the time being, she comes to Grady on her day off. She brings a sandwich, settles into a chair, and waits patiently for her turn. It can take a few hours, but she's not complaining. She needs to stay healthy, she says, for her daughter.
Well, that's one reason why I'm trying to keep my blood pressure down, because my little girl wants to sing, and if she ever make it, I want to be there to see her.
Right now, Grady's clinics are the only thing keeping Harriet Reese healthy. I'm Susanna Capoluto.
Next in our series, a look at another aspect of the health safety net in Georgia: free clinics staffed by volunteers.